Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 1, Listening 2, Part 2. You're going to hear a short talk about an American company. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me in a few words what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? If you walk down the street today, you're likely to see Nike, Adidas, and many other famous brands, such as New Balance, an American footwear manufacturer based in Boston, Massachusetts. The company was founded in 1911 as the New Balance Shoe Company. They are most famous for their sports shoes such as trainers, but they also manufacture clothes, particularly t-shirts and sporting clothes. New Balance manufactures their shoes in the United States and United Kingdom, instead of in China, which makes them more expensive. However, they say their shoes are better quality and therefore good value for money. They have promised to continue making shoes in the USA and the UK. It seems like the business plan is working. The company has an annual profit of $2 billion. New Balance entered the soccer market in 2015 and now sponsors teams such as Liverpool and Seville Football Club. Can you tell me in a few words what the speaker is talking about? Now listen to the talk again. Write down some notes about what you hear if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me 6 pieces of information about New Balance. Are you ready? If you walk down the street today, you're likely to see Nike, Adidas, and many other famous brands, such as New Balance, an American footwear manufacturer based in Boston, Massachusetts. The company was founded in 1911 as the New Balance Shoe Company. They are most famous for their sports shoes such as trainers, but they also manufacture clothes, particularly t-shirts and sporting clothes. New Balance manufactures their shoes in the United States and United Kingdom, instead of in China, which makes them more expensive. However, they say their shoes are better quality and therefore good value for money. They have promised to continue making shoes in the USA and the UK. It seems like the business plan is working. The company has an annual profit of $2 billion. New Balance entered the soccer market in 2015 and now sponsors teams such as Liverpool and Seville Football Club. Now tell me 6 pieces of information about New Balance. That's the end of the test.